Hello, it's me, Lily, a frog, who lives in a pond and loves to tell stories. This one's a sleepy cast for when you want to sleep or just relax. Sometimes people try to sleep and they can't and they wonder, what do I do if I can't sleep? It's okay. If you can't sleep, you can just relax. In the Sweetwater Kingdom, there is an enchanted castle. By day, the castle is full of ordinary servants going about their ordinary business of making beds and preparing food and washing up and keeping the castle grounds, which are everywhere bedecked with white and red and pink and yellow roses, tidy. The king of the castle is named Hans, and he presides over the kingdom with wisdom and kindness. And the queen of the castle is named Tabitha, and she has very unusual and very kind golden eyes, and she moves with remarkable agility, which she attributes to her healthy diet of fish only. King Hans and Queen Tabitha wake early, and they look out over the lake from their castle. While they breakfast, as the sun rises and the rainbow trout leap in the shimmering waters. Then they are busy all day long doing ordinary king and queen things, like issuing royal proclamations and napping in the sun and riding the shining royal horses around the castle grounds and through the village streets and throughout the kingdom and the enchanted forest. But at night, as the sun sets over the enchanted lake, the castle changes, for it is an enchanted castle, and the enchantment on it is such that when the drawbridge is drawn and the castle doors are closed, everyone inside the castle, except for King Hans, for he came to live at the castle many years after the castle became enchanted, turned into a cat or a kitten. Queen Tabitha turns into a cat, and all the servants in the castle become kittens. Kittens climb up and down the marble staircases. Kittens prance across the shining ballroom floor. Kittens tumble and slide through the long tiled hallways. In the enchanted castle, the servants draw the drawbridge before their evening meal of fish. And then Hans and Tabitha and the kittens eat their fish. And some kittens watch the sunset on the enchanted lake where the rainbow trout leap. And some kittens clean up the fine china dishes in the kitchen and the dining room, while other kittens play musical instruments for the relaxation and enjoyment of the other kittens in the parlor. There is a white kitten with black spots all over him who lights fires in the fireplaces that warm the castle whenever it's cold. That kitten's name is Sooty. He brings wood from the woodpile, one piece at a time, to stack in the fireplaces, and he uses his kitten paws to loosely push some tinder underneath the sticks. Then he uses his kitten mouth to strike a match and drop it quickly into the tinder. And there is another kitten, an orange tabby, who lights candles in every room so that there is enough light to converse by, or read by, or just get ready for bed by. And her name is Sparky. This kitten wears a large silver candle holder on her head, like a wide-brimmed hat, and just leans the lit candle on her head towards whichever wick needs lighting. It takes a long time to light all the candles in the castle because there are so many stairways and chambers and passageways to light. Sparky often has to jump up on a ledge to light a candle in a long castle hallway. There is a library full of books in the enchanted castle, and many of the books are splayed out open on a thick Persian carpet on the floor of the library. Every open book has a kitten lying on it, and the kittens are all asleep. Kittens cannot lie on books for very long at all before they doze off. If a servant in human form transforms into a kitten while they are reading in the library, he or she will go straight to sleep upon the book they were reading. There are some kittens who help King Hans into bed every night. They tug off his socks and they knead his pillow and they warm his blankets. Hans is the only one in the Enchanted Castle who does not turn into a cat or a kitten at sundown. So he needs an extra long bed for his extra long legs. Hans loves his bed. He loves the feeling of his heavy head sinking into his soft pillow. Hans loves the feeling of warm blankets around him. There is a kitten who sleeps on Hans's feet and keeps them just the right temperature. His name is Snowball. Snowball is not cold. He is warm, and he purrs and purrs. But Snowball is round, just like a snowball when he sleeps. When cats and kittens sleep, they're curled up into soft little balls of fur. Hans falls asleep very quickly. First, he relaxes his warm feet. He knows that if he does not keep his feet still, he'll disturb Snowball lying on top of them, and he doesn't want to do that. The kitten is so nice and warm and still on his feet. Hans tells his feet to relax. It's easy. When the kitten who blows out the candles blows out the candle in Hans's room, it's dark, and Hans can see the moon and the stars suddenly bright through his window. Hans finds the moon and the stars so beautiful, but he knows he needs to close his eyes so that they can rest, and when he does, he can still see the moon and the stars in his mind's eye for as long as he wants to. Hans closes his tired eyes. His eyelids are heavy, and it feels so good to let them close. Hans thinks of the silvery moonlight, and he lets it fill up his body, up from his toes, up through his legs. All that silvery light flows up through his belly, up into his chest as it moves in and out, in and out. And all that silvery light flows up, up into his head, resting on his pillow. The silver light is warm and relaxing, and Hans can feel it everywhere, down his arms, even to the tips of his fingers, full of silvery light. When an image from Hans's day enters his mind's eye, even though he's trying to sleep, say it's something he saw while he was riding his horse, a bright orange mushroom growing in some bright green moss. As he rode past through the enchanted forest, he just lets that image come to him, and then he lets the image go. He lets his day drift through his mind. He lets his thoughts come and go. There is a kitten on Hans's belly that purrs. While Hans sleeps, Tabitha sleeps on a red velvet cushion with gold castles all around it. She likes to sleep on her own. She doesn't know why, but she always falls asleep as Hans does. Then she wakes at 4 p.m. while Hans is still sleeping, and she gets up and she pads around the castle on her agile cat feet. She likes to check on everyone and everything in the castle. First, Tabitha checks in on Hans. The moonlight and the stars are shining in his bedroom window. There is a kitten sleeping on his feet and another purring on his belly. All is well. Next, Tabitha goes to the kitchen. In the morning, the kitchen kittens will get up very early while everyone else is still sleeping, and the drawbridge on the enchanted castle is still drawn, and the castle is still enchanted, and they will tip flour sacks into ceramic bowls, and they will stir in water and salt and butter to make pancakes, or they will stir together fish and eggs to make fish cakes for Tabitha. But for now, the kitchen is silent, and there are no kittens moving around in it. There is a kitten asleep on the sack of flour. There is a kitten asleep near the cream pitcher atop the wooden spoon. Where is the third kitten who sleeps in the kitchen? Tabitha pokes her orange head into the ceramic bowl. There is the kitten who stirs the batter, asleep in the pancake bowl. Tabitha wants to check on the fish moats next. All around the castle are moats full of fish. Tabitha does not want to go outside the castle. She wants to see the moats through the castle windows. So she jumps up on a red velvet stool and then up onto a high window ledge, and she looks out of the window at the water that sparkles with starlight. If Tabitha was in her person form, she couldn't see through the water to the fish swimming lazily below. But Tabitha is a cat now, and she can see so very well in the dark, all the way down through the surface of the sparkling water, down to the murky depths where the fish are dozing. They are still. Do fish sleep too? Yes. And it feels good to know that the fish are sleeping. One pretty white moth flits down from the starry sky and alights on the window ledge near Tabitha. Tabitha the cat does not disturb the delicate moth. She lets it rest. She watches as it very gently flutters its white wings in the night breeze, in the moonlight. Tabitha can see the moth has feathery white anthers. Tabitha can see the moth has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 delicate white legs. Tabitha knows the moth is a night pollinator. It's attracted to white flowers that gleam in the moonlight like the white moth does. Tabitha jumps down from the window ledge where the moth is resting and makes her way down a long hallway toward the crackling fire in the parlor. Sooty keeps the parlor fire burning all night long. The fire keeps the entire castle warm even when all the other little fires burn out. But just now, the fire is crackling away and Sooty is asleep on a little pile of firewood. Tabitha looks in on the sewing room next. There are many servants in the castle who make fine garments out of silk and cotton, and who make ribbons and lace, and who weave rugs and tapestries. During the day, the sewing room is very busy and it's full of people, but in the enchanted castle, it is full of sleeping kittens. Tabitha can see that the kittens fell asleep while they were playing with ribbons and yarn and spools of silk thread. There is a calico kitten with white, orange, and black spots all over. She is asleep on her back with her white tummy up in the moonlight and a blue ribbon tangled in one of her paws. One of her ears is orange and the other ear is black. One of her forepaws is white like her tummy and the other paw is black. She has an orange spot on her chin that reminds Tabitha of a sleeping goldfish. As she sleeps, Her tummy goes up and down. Up and down. Up and down. There are several kittens asleep in a basket of silks. The silks are blue and purple and green, and the kittens are gray and black and white. All is well in the sewing room. Next, Tabitha pads quietly down the long stairwell into the cellars. The candles in sconces on the walls flicker as she drifts past noiselessly. Their flames are orange, like the tip of Tabitha's flickering tail. Tabitha looks in on the cold cellar. It is full of barrels and barrels and barrels and great wheels of cheese. It is cool down in the cellar, and any kitten who prefers to be cool when they sleep loves to sleep in the cold cellar. Every wooden barrel has a kitten curled up on it, except for one, which has a big, round, red wheel of cheese on it. Tabitha looks in on the silversmith's studio next. It is very tidy. Every silver tool in the silversmithy is in its place. There are silver hammers where the silver hammers should be, and there are silver axes where the silver axes should be, and there is a carpenter's square where the carpenter's square should be. The silversmiths like to keep things tidy. Every night before they go to sleep, they tidy up. They put their pencils in the pencils cup. They put their aprons in the aprons cupboard. The fire in the Smith studio is glowing with red embers, and all the silversmiths are asleep in their beds. One of the beds has silver letters that say Jasper, and the kitten named Jasper is asleep in that bed. One of the beds says Amber, and the kitten named Amber is asleep in that bed. And another bed says Opal, and Opal is asleep in that bed. Another says Jade, and Jade is asleep in that bed. And the last bed says Spike, but there is no kitten asleep in that bed. Where is Spike? Tabitha looks around the studio and sees Spike asleep by the bucket of coal. She meows, and Spike opens just one eye and looks around. He sees the moonlight spilling across the castle floor and knows it's time for sleep. He sees Tabitha standing near the doorway. He sees Jasper and Amber and Opal and Jade asleep in their beds, and Spike twitches one ear. Then he lifts his head up, then the rest of his sleepy body he stretches, and then leaps into the bed that says Spike in silver letters. Then in no time, Spike is asleep again. Tabitha wants to go back to bed now. In the morning, the drawbridges can be lowered, but for now, the sleepy castle full of sleepy kittens is all quiet and secure. And nothing is happening or needs to happen except for rest and sleep. Tabitha goes back up the castle stairs and through the great foyer full of sleeping kittens, and through the ballroom with sleeping kittens stretched out or curled up on the floor that gleams in the moonlight, with a beautiful view of the dark twinkling waters of the lake outside. And Tabitha goes through the kitchen full of sleepy kittens curled up against sacks of flour and mixing bowls. And Tabitha goes through the hallway to her red velvet cushion with gold tassels all around it. She leaps up onto her soft, luxurious cushion and curls up. She licks one paw and then the other. Then she puts her head down on her paws. Every kitten in the enchanted castle is safe and warm and asleep. And so soon, Tabitha is asleep too.